Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Okay, I have been a part of some amazing things this year. I mean, I literally am managing miracles. God has just blessed me and my family so much. My son, Daniel, who didn't talk until he was 4.5 years old because his autism was so severe, in a diaper until he was 5, wearing a bib because he couldn't even swallow his own saliva, eating puree foods because he couldn't stand the texture, did not make eye contact or talk. They told me when my son was 4 years old, the best they could do for me, and he's 4, was put him in a group home when he turned 14. That's what I was told. And I just believed God that through prayer and pressing forward, he would get better. Just a month or so ago, this boy became the first student with autism to be elected by his peers and classmates to the student council. My son Andrew graduated with honors and went to college. Our family has just been so blessed. But today, I am just on a natural high because I got a chance to do something that was so needing and so refreshing for so many women here in the Twin Cities. So after Kamala Harris lost the election, Black women were so defeated. They were in despair. A lot of them, especially elders in our community, thought that they would see in their lifetime a Black woman president, which would mean that Black women are accepted in this country as equals. And when that didn't happen, we took that loss very personally. And I'm just opening up to you as the listeners of this show so you can understand how we feel. And so I just was scrolling through my social media timeline and post after post from Black woman after Black woman. It just got so depressing. And I thought, I got to do something to lift the spirits of these women. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to have a brunch. I'm going to have a brunch for Black women. It's going to be at the Minneapolis Club, a place where Black women couldn't even join or be a part of or go in unless they were working just, you know, a couple of decades ago. In the Great Room. I'm a member there. We're going to have food and we're going to have mimosas and I'm going to get a DJ and we're going to have a good time and we're going to laugh and celebrate one another and we're going to lift each other up and we're going to choose joy and we're going to get our happy back and we're going to press forward despite the outcome. And so as I was putting this event together, I thought, I want to do something with the ladies. I want to do some yoga. You know, I want to get them to a place where they stretch and center themselves. I don't know nothing about yoga. And I didn't have a budget for this thing. It was coming together at the last minute. And it's mortgage time. Okay. And so I called Chantel Booker, the owner of Dream in Color, a yoga studio here in the Twin Cities. She partners with the YWCA in St. Paul to offer classes to our elders, folks our regular age, and also the kids. And I said, listen, can you meet me at the Minneapolis Club on Saturday morning so that you can do yoga with the black women who will be there? And I didn't know how many people would show up. I didn't know if it would be 2, 22, 102. 200 women showed up, and Chantel had her mats and she had her music and she did yoga with these women. And I tell you, I saw a weight being lifted off them. I saw joy being restored. And I had to ask Chantel to please come on the show, because Chantel, I thought yoga was just about stretching and moving and flexing and popping stuff. But I saw you work, and you know, it was just so beautiful to see you instruct these women as their teacher with your yoga mats that you brought and the song, and you were so purposeful. How long have you been doing this yoga thing, girl? Because this is new to me. I'm not a yogi. I'm not a yogi, so I don't understand the culture. I'm learning. I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Well, you know what? That's the best part of yoga, is that you meet yourself where you're at. And everybody that does yoga is a practice. You know, every day is different. So that's the best part about it. I have been doing yoga for about 5, 6 years. In December, it will be my 4th year as a yoga guide.
Wow. Now, how did you start doing this? I mean, you know, people are sitting around saying, I want to be an accountant. I want to be a broadcaster. How do you go and say, I want to be a yoga instructor?
Honestly, I feel like yoga chose me. I got into yoga after a car accident. My physical therapy, I, you know, went and finished that. And then my friend introduced me to a hot yoga class. From there, it just made me feel better, and I got more interested in trying to figure out how I can continue to learn. And so that took me on the healing journey, where when I went through my training, I actually had a concussion, and it forced me to only be able to do yoga. Wow. And you sit there and you tell somebody that used to be a workaholic to do nothing, and it completely changed your life, because we don't get that luxury as black women to sit and do nothing.
And we sat today and we fellowshipped at a Black Woman's Brunch presented by my company, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. It was a free event, drinks, enjoyment, parking, food. Everything was complimentary to the ladies who attended, because we didn't want cost to be a barrier. For folks who were not there, who are on my social media page, who are looking at the pictures and the music and the movement, what was the vibe like?
The vibe was like, I would put it as a cross between a family get together and just like the day at your grandma's house, where just everybody and all the love and everybody was in there. Like, even if you didn't even know anybody, you can just feel the love and the joy in the air.
And I just have to say, I appreciate you so much for bringing your yoga mats and stopping your work to come and provide yoga services for free for the ladies. Talk to me about how you curate your different routines.
It kind of goes off of how I feel, and I have those people in mind when I did it. So like for today, I tapped in for me, like, what do I need to, as a black woman in this moment? How can I, what words and empowerment do I need to hear that I know also my sisters would need to hear? So when I think about the theme for the class, I kind of go off on that, and then whatever comes up and whatever I find is what it is. I really, truly kind of just, you know, manifest it and put it into my intuition to figure out how I can help and heal people.
And it was so healing. I saw the ladies when they got down on those mats. You know, they were tense. They were stressed. They were worried. They were wondering what the next 4 years will bring. And I watched you They didn't just get up. Y'all were sitting down there. Y'all were talking. Y'all were laughing. The whole vibe was different. How does yoga do that for people?
It actually allows people to relax their nervous system. There's a whole science behind just the breath and the slowing down or speeding up that kind of helps people, their whole bodies, their blood pressure and their mind really center. And so that's what kind of keeps it all and connects everything together, because it's deeper than just stretching and music.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. I really thought that until I saw it with my own eyes today. It was transformative. Now, I talked about some of the partnerships that you've got going on. One of the things you also do is family yoga. We were just talking to Lambert Fisher about the stress that this political season has had on interpolitical families who voted differently. And so I want to talk to you about how people can contact you to do family yoga in the home, how they can reach you through your partnership at the YWCA in St. Paul. We're going to talk more with Chantel Booker with Dream in Color next. It is 219. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I promise you, between the breaks and the commercial and the top of the hour CBS newscast, I have been running to the break room to take power naps because I line danced and wobbled and had cocktails and laughed and talked for 2 hours straight this morning at the Minneapolis Club. I put on something called A Brunch for Black Women, sponsored by my production company ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. when I saw that so many black women were in despair at the thought that they would never see a black woman president in their lifetime, when Kamala Harris lost, a lot of us took that so personally. It wasn't that the country was just rejecting her. We felt that they were rejecting us as black women. And so I'm just being honest and transparent with you, which is the only way I know how to be, talking to you about how your neighbors are feeling about this election, who may not necessarily look like you, but they may look like your granddaughter, your grandson, your niece, your nephew, your daughter-in-law, right? Your mother-in-law. And so I knew I needed to do something. So this morning, I booked a room at the Minneapolis Club. We had pastries and fruit and coffee and tea and mimosas and a DJ. And we just came together to love one another. I did not know how many people were going to show up. I didn't know if it was going to be 2 or 22 or 202. We had 2 days to put this together. And my team, Heather Blair, Marsha Carter, and a couple of others really worked hard to make this event a success. And the reason that it was so successful is because people like Chantel Booker, who has Dream in Color Yoga Studios, came and provided free yoga for the ladies in the room. And Chantel, it was transformative. I watched those women get down on those mats frustrated and tight and tense. And they got up laughing and rejuvenated. And I thought, okay, I got to get some yoga in my house. We were just talking to Lambert Fisher about interpolitical relationships. And one of the things that you offer and that we're going to be doing this Christmas when my parents and Andrew come home from college and my parents are there is family yoga. Talk to me about family yoga and why it's important.
Family yoga is important and fun because people sometimes forget that the kids have stressors too. It might not be on the same level as an adult stressor, but it's still stress. And sometimes we can, you know, accidentally bleed on our kids without knowing. So making time to really just check in with everybody as an individual is very important, because that's how you create unity and community within the home. So family yoga is important because it allows everybody to be silly, everybody to stretch, and everybody to release things that they're holding on to that they might not talk about.
And so what does that look like? Do we all get in the living room? Do you bring the mats? How do we get this all set up?
It looks like anything. Right now, I teach on the third Sunday of every month at the Oxford Rec Center for Family Yoga, and I call it Family Tree. And really, you can do yoga in any space. You can have a mat. You can have a towel. You can even do nothing. As long as you're moving your body and having fun, that's yoga.
And one of the things that I really appreciate is that you're bringing yoga to communities that didn't typically engage in the practice, didn't know much about it. I know I'm learning as I journey with you as a small business owner, looking at you moving and educating so many communities about yoga and the benefits of it. You've partnered with the YWCA. Tell me what that looks like and what services you're making available.
So what that looks like is I'm offering my classes at the YMCA. They're pretty much the YMCA is now my yoga studio as well. And just like their mission, they want to uplift women. They want to uplift Black women. And this is just a place to kind of come. It's a wellness center. You want to get well. You can do all the things. And so what that looks like with me is that on Monday nights, I'll be offering a candlelight slow down yoga class for everybody. And then on Friday mornings, starting at 8 a.m., I offer a chair yoga class that's really geared towards our elders, but everyone is welcome as well. And then Saturdays is a 10 a.m. class where that's just strictly for children, so parents can come in and, you know, they can take a break for an hour and their kids can come and, you know, be with like-minded kids, students, and just have a good time. And so those are the three classes that I'm offering right now at the YWCA. And then as I start to grow and get used to my schedule, then I'll add on workshops and stuff and just whatever the community tells me that they need.
Now, one of the things that I needed when my father-in-law was still alive and living with us was activities that are safe, that can help him, you know, with longevity, with stretching, with engaging with other seniors. Talk to me about this wisdom class, but that is because that one is really for older folks. And there are a lot of people who are in the sandwich generation like I was for a little while, where we're taking care of our kids and we're taking care of our elderly parents and mothers and fathers-in-law or grandparents even. And we're looking for activities like what you're making available at the YWCA in St. Paul so we can get our elders that we love and are responsible for caring for signed up.
Yep. And so the Seats of Wisdom class is just for that. I've met a lot of elders within the community that be like, oh, girl, I wish I could do that with you, but I don't want to get, I can't, if I get up on the floor, if I get on the floor, I ain't going to be able to get up. And so that's when chair, you know, I started offering the chair yoga class because still it allows me to be inclusive to even them. And they're still moving. They still got the life and still got the energy. And, you know, I'm intentional about playing music that I know they, you know, get up and get moving and just, you know, like having a good time with my family is really what it feels like in all the classes. And so, yeah, they can join in and, you know, get that moving around that they need and be in community, not only with me, but their peers.
Now, talk to me about this, because I saw this with my own eyes. One day after church, Daniel was stressing. I was at my wit's end. You were having a yoga class and I brought my kids. Mm-hmm. And I said, here. And I went and I went outside the room, and you've got glass so that the parents can make sure that their kids are safe, because a lot of the parents were dropping their kids off with you, with, you know, for the first time. And I watched. You were so amazing with these kids with the yoga. And then you read a book to them. And the next thing I know, these kids were literally asleep. What in the hell are you doing with the kids that Daniel is taking me from wanting to put him in foster care and being at my wit's end to being asleep on the yoga mat in your studio?
Honestly, it's that Black girl magic. Honestly, I just talk to them and not at them. And let them know that they do have choices. And, you know, their choices is kind of dictates what, you know, is to come next. And the best part about it is once you calm yourself down, then you are able to make the right choice. And so whether that is, hey, you need to check in with yourself, maybe you just need to take a little nap, a little 15-minute nap ain't never hurt nobody. Mm-hmm. And so once you, I feel like I just gained the trust of the kids and letting them know that, you know, they're safe. And, you know, they're seen and they're allowed to be comfortable and to just feel what they're feeling.
And that is what your child will get. That is what your elder parent or grandparent would get. That's what you get if you sign up for Chantel's yoga classes at the YWCA in St. Paul. So, Chantel, you got to talk to me before you go about how people can sign up.
Okay, yep, they can sign up. They register. You do not have to be a member at the YWCA to take my classes. Actually, you can register for my classes at my website, dreamincolorhealing.com.
Okay, and, dreamincolorhealing.com.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, what about the family yoga? If we want to bring you into the home, if we want to have you come into the house, which is what we're going to do around Christmas time, because it is going to be stressful. We've got a new college freshman who thinks he's an adult and he's not going to want to be told what to do. My mama's coming, which means my house is not going to be clean enough. I'm not going to be a good enough parent. I'm not going to be a good enough ex-wife. And then, you know, I'm going to have the three other kids who are going to be looking at me every 5 seconds. Like, what are we doing now? What are we doing next when school is out? We're going to need that that relief. And so I'm have you come into the house. I need you to bring all that energy into the house. So there are other people out there who may need that as well. How do they sign up for that?
So they can, again, go to my website, and then you can send me an email if that's something where you want me to come to an event or come to your house. I do group sessions. I do one-on-one sessions. So it's more so just about scheduling. They can shoot an email at the info@dreamincolorhealing.com, and we can schedule that out.
Well, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for providing a free service, taking time away from your regular clients in your day to come and help Black women begin the healing process after this election at today's Brunch for Black Women presented by ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I appreciate you, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Thank you as well.
All right, you guys stick around. There's more to come.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.